Wow, yes, Lord, we are here. Ladies and gentlemen, I am super grateful to, man, I don't know, make it to this point. You know, the road to success is a little volatile, and if you're enjoying the process, you can find fulfillment, self-gratification in the process. And right now I am super grateful to have something for you guys that serves the community, that serves a purpose, and that can make you and I both better, man, at the same time. So yes, Lord, we're here. And I want to say, here we go. And I want to say, welcome to the Boulevard Manor. Yes, Lord, this community is for the 99%. This community is for those who are consistently finding themselves in this creative process to run into hiccups, to run into bumps in the road. And you know, those who are always hit with a book of confusion, not really knowing how to develop and to, you know, really progress because of the requirements, man, we have to do it alone. And I want to let you guys know that right now this live is not promoting none of the normalities, right? And the typical frequency of, you know, of a promotion. So enjoy your seats. Thank you for giving me time right out of your day as you're scrolling on your feed. And just take off of your creative cap, take off of your haste cap, and put on your thinking cap for, you know, a couple of minutes. If I can have you for a couple of moments, this promotion will be worth it. Ladies and gentlemen, this community is for the 99%. No rap sheet, okay? No clout requirement, all right? Don't matter what tax bracket you're in, okay? This is not just for the 1%. If the 1% want to join, let's make it 100%. Let's come together. But this is for the 99%. The 99% that is operating in a space of, you know, sweat equity development. And they're trying to develop that to gain the value, to bring success into different pillars of their life. This community is for those who is operating from an imagination place, right? From an imaginative place, right? And this place is for the success ladder, but it's from the top, not the bottom. Now, I'm going to emphasize what that means, but I just want to sincerely say that I created this platform for the creators that's out there struggling, because nobody, the people who are watching, the people who know that they know they can't assist, they refuse to raise their hand. And for those who don't know, to be a cowboy is to be a shepherd. And I'm Cowboy 347. I created this platform so that you can have a raised hand to support you on your journey, on your purpose-driven life. And I want you guys to intake that for a second, just to understand why I'm here, right? I created this platform to promote, man, a sense of harmony, right? Almost that creates a harmonious gesture for the kingdom of heaven for all of mankind, right? Not to sound ambiguous, but my intentions are valid in 2024. My authenticity is valid in 2024. And I want to give you guys something special that can be long lasting. And the only way to do that is through relationship. So, the Boulevard Manor, what is it about? It's about helping the 99% of creators, the 99% of actors, the 99% of directors, the 99% of producers, right? That are out there aspiring to be the best at what they do, and give you guys a unique experience that uplifts your sweat equity to a stage that makes you a beacon of light. Paying it forward, giving you the hand raise to give you that 20% that you're missing to add on to that 80% that you believe that you have, or to give you that 80% that you're striving for because you're only working with that 20%. And to give you guys a creative matinee, a creative buffet of information and education that you can utilize in regards of formulas and platoon systems, right? To create your own system to be able to service the world. Yes, Lord. So as Cowboy 347, I am going to be giving you guys a thriving frequency, right? For the 99% to be inspired, right? Because you have some help here. This is not about clout. This ain't about an investment because you're part of a certain tax bracket and you want to show your accountability. And we're just in this generation that is required. You just have to have it or you don't. And I can't work with you. But I believe that there are people out there that don't have it that really, really needs. Just they just need a little push into position and they'll get it right. This is why I'm here. And while you guys interact with me, you guys will leave with something. Every day for the rest of your life, you will leave with something. We're going to be meeting here 9 a.m. every day, dropping gems, right? To help that sweat equity get to that value so that you can get to the right place that says, hey, this is what I'm worth when I show up. This is what I'm worth because I'm showing up for the right team, not just the team, right? I'm showing up for the team that wears my last name. I'm showing up for the generations, right? And I'm saying all that to say that this platform will be giving you that iron sharpens iron technique. Being a part of this community, it will help you, right? Produce from that imagination, position in your mind and in your heart confidently. Giving you a mirror saying, I told you. Giving you the mirror, right? So that you can say that, I was right about myself. Being able to teach you how to produce from an imagination position in your life, sweat equity. There's nothing better than sweat equity because if you are the creation of it, and it exists only because of you, if you are removed, it is dead. Think about it. And you will receive the clarity on how to use that by being a part of the Boulevard Manor. Now listen, I'm showing up big stepping. I'm talking about operating from a place of imagination. And I will be your leader, but by action, not just words. This community will give you the accountability and the camaraderie amongst each other, right? In a communal, healthy environment. A lot of people say that going to college is a waste of time, but let me tell you something. For somebody who went to college, I'm not about to sit up here and say, yeah, I'm wasting my time. The best part about college is learning healthy community, is learning thrival, not survival, communication skills. Never mind education. I would not give up the investment for that peace of mind being somebody who's from, the urban side of the city. I wouldn't give it up for the world. I had a conversation with my brother the other day. We was talking about that experience and he said to me, like, listen, man, when I was up there on campus with you, man, I experienced a certain level of peace that is hard to get. So yeah, we're living in a world that's talking about, oh, college is a waste of time. You see, there's a lot of followers out there. That's why we have Instagram. That's why we have Twitter. That's why we have social media, because people are willing to follow a leader. I get it. But we need more platforms that teaches healthy community. And this is what the manor, the boulevard. This is the manner of the boulevard, right? Boulevard Manor is to teach the healthy community on what it is that you need to develop that sweat equity, to be a producer, to be able to direct, to be able to start a business, to be able to act, right? So, with that being said, this is about something that I've tasted as an entrepreneur that got into my veins and made me hungry for more, right? I'm hopping on the front line and I'm going to be producing. I'm going to be podcasting. I'm going to be directing, right? I'm going to be communicating only from the imaginative place. Now, what is that imaginative place? We have four, right, levels in this society to thrive at in terms of success financially. So you have genres and you have subgenres, but this on an ambiguous level, on a macro level, these are the genres that those genres fit into. And that's the four-step success ladder. Okay? The first step is the muscle. The variable being time. The variable being time. Muscle and time plus 9 to 5 will give you $80,000 to $100,000 a year. Now, this is where the majority of the world is living. The majority of the world is living on the first step. But not only that, the majority of the world are fighting. They're fighting at this level for 80, for just 80 to $150,000 a year. Then you have the communication level. The communication level is the most obvious level. But that's the third step. The second step before getting to the obvious level is management. Managing somebody's business, managing somebody's company, managing somebody's idea while they're not around, while they're probably on a yacht, while they're probably at dinner with their wife and kids, probably 21 days out of the week. Meaning day one, 6 to 12, 12 to 6, 6 to 12 being 3 days in one day, 3 times 7 is 21. But you can't get at least 3 hours with your children because you're working 9 to 5, you got to eat, you got to sleep, and you need 4 hours to really focus on what you care about, but you can't because you're busy managing somebody else's idea. And that level is 100K to 250K. 100K to 500K, let's just say. And then you have the obvious step, which is communication. Again, I said this is, then you have the obvious genre. Social media, you have people that are coaches, public speakers. You have the rappers, right? The communication level is what generates 500K to a million. Effortlessly. Eliminating the muscle and the time variable and just getting right to the point by speaking. And that can be anybody. But I want to operate from the best level. For those of you that's out there, that's the 99% and you've been struggling, you feel like you've been in between a rock and a hard place for the longest time. This is a hand being raised, right? And in the word of God, it talks about the tail will be made the head, and the head will be made the tail, right? And, you know, some people who sits at the head of the table should be eating with the cats, dogs, and the mice. This is your platform that will bring you from the bottom to the top because it's a mindset, the imagination level. And this is the level that brings in from $1 million to $100 million to $1 billion a year. Now, not saying that you want that amount of responsibility in terms of that financial, reciprocation, but at least it's requiring you to operate from the best frequency that we can perform to get the most. But you cannot perceive things the way that you perceived it before. You have to be able to perceive and see that you don't want to work harder. You don't just want to think smarter. Duh, eventually you will learn that. I believe that you just need to think higher. I believe that we need to think at the highest level. The highest level of the success ladder. And how would I be teaching that, right? And I'll be teaching that by promulgating to you guys that you have to be authentic. Shout out to Cat Williams, right? He jumped this year off immediately. He jumped this year off saying, listen, this year is going to be about the truth. This year is going to be how it's going to be about how well can you articulate your authenticity. So I am going to be promulgating to you not how to be, but to be authentic, to be fluid, right? Having the courage to post emotions while posting strategically. Right? Doing the work off the camera to get on camera, you should say. Right? And giving you guys comfort in the camaraderie of the community to do so. And having hard conversations. Not being so evasive in your vision. Right? Giving yourself a score. Right? Of self-gratification, always being mindful of where your self-gratification stands, because my first business was super successful, but that self-gratification door, I was creeping up on it because I veered away from the foundation. And the more success, the more ego crept in. The more and more I crept up on that shallow, fictitious environment, I was getting ready to put my hand on the knob, and my stomach turned into knots, and I said, no, I don't want this. I got to get rid of this because I don't have the self-gratifying experience when I wake up every day to work because I allowed the ego in. Right? But what is it about being there? What is it about after experiencing you, something happens after I leave? The Boulevard Manor. It's going to be something special here that happens. It's going to be something special that also happens after you leave. Now, building with you guys. Okay, building with you guys. There's this thing where, again, I'm not just going to be talking to you, I'm going to be acting on things. And while I'm acting on things, I'm going to be giving you guys something that leaves, right? Example that leaves system. So, the elements of what you get, the market, knowing the difference between market and brand. If I came to you and I said, hey, I need some salt, right? Say you go to your sister, your brother in the crib, or your mother comes to you, or your father comes to you and said, hey, we need some salt if we are going to cook dinner tonight. And you go to the store, and you're going to the store to get salt, right? But then once you get there, you don't just want to get any brand of salt. You got to get the brand of salt for the household. You want to get the brand of salt for the household. And the difference between market and brand is that the market is that you need salt For today's dinner, you need the salt. Your dad and your mother said, we need salt or we're not eating dinner tonight. The salt is the market. Now, ultimately, you have to define the brand. You got to figure out what brand of salt to bring back home. What is the household brand of salt? And here at the Boulevard Manor, I will be teaching you of the manner of which you need to decipher what your brand is. Yes, Lord. And as entrepreneurs, we need to understand that entrepreneurship is a sport. Now, when I went to, like I said, we live in this genre where they say, man, going to college, man, that's a waste of time. That's a waste of time. Oh, you're going to college to get education, you go to those classes, and when you leave school, you're not working in the field of the classes that you took. I get it. Yes, I get it. I agree. I went to college. I was a collegiate athlete, but as a college graduate, I believe that the investment is valuable because you learn about healthy community. And the investment in community is important because you learn about healthy communication. Everybody's on campus trying to be successful, right? So never mind being there for your academia. Never mind just the athletes being athlete students or student athletes. Everybody is in sport. Everybody's in sport. So in the world that we live in today, entrepreneurship is a sport. So here in the Boulevard Manor for the 99%. For the 99%, and if you are part of the 1%, we can make it 100. But for the 99% of producers, the 99% of directors, the 99% of entrepreneurs, the 99% of actors, right? I'll be teaching the framework. I'll be teaching the blueprint that is special because of your empathy and who you empathize with. Imagine, I'll be teaching you a system. Never mind videos. Never mind videos. Videos are dead today. Just like how they say in real estate that, buying a house is a dead investment, right? I mean, if you're buying a house and you're moving in, right? You don't have you're not renting to anybody and you're living in it. It's your only investment. It's a dead investment, right? A video is dead. Today is dead. Entrepreneurship is a sport. You have to communicate to people. You have to give something to people, right? To be involved, to interact, to ask questions. Something that you can track so that you can develop and sharpen and get better and deliver over and over and over again. Teaching you guys how to build a system, producing sweat equity. Now, this is going to be special because I have the podcasting is great. Podcasting is great. I'm not trying to be the next David Shands. Okay. Shout out to David Shands. I'm not trying to be Joe. Shout out to Big Joe. Joe Rogan, shout out to you, brother. Right. Maybe my shout out may be meaningless. You might not never hear the shout out, but Joe Rogan, shout out to you being the best podcast for a while. But I'm in this because my passion is filmmaking and producing, right? And my podcasting will promote that and being an example. But showing you how well I developed the ascendance in it right before your eyes, right? Just like how I built my first other three businesses. But I'm showing you how to develop sweat equity. As a creator operating from an imaginative place, right? From an imagination place, how to build sweat equity out of your imagination and learning how to use your sweat equity properly. Again, so that when you show up to this space, when you show up to this hour, you can say how much you're worth, opposed to somebody telling you that you're worth 545 or 745. And this will be the difference from you reaching your goal in 30 days right? Or 3 years, right? This is going to teach you how to direct your money grab, right? So that your business is not built on lies. This is to get you to understand whatever it is that you're trying to build, you're not building it. You're not building to get people into your business. Listen to what I'm saying, to get you to understand. You're not building it to get people just to get your services or come into your build. You're building it, right, to understand that social media is your first competition. I.e., why is it special to work with you rather than the next man? It being entrepreneurship is a sport. Everybody's out here doing this. Everybody's out here doing this on a high level. What makes you so great and so special? I'm talking to the 90%, 99% right now, and I'm telling you right now, there is something special about you. You got the fingerprint. This community, the Boulevard Manor, this is what we're about, right? No clout. Don't matter what tax bracket you're in. If you're at the 99%, you're trying to get in the door, right? Cowboy 347 is a shepherd. To be a cowboy is to be a helper. I'm rounding them up. You don't have to feel alienated because of the 1% of this clout race and this rat race in social media. For creators, here is a platform for you. So with that, starting in February, I will be launching my marketing campaign, my marketing, the whole marketing strategy. I will be letting it loose out into the algorithm and into the world and mankind, and we will be launching March 2nd. I will be dropping the content. I will be dropping the links so that you guys can get subscribed and get committed to this interactive process in February through that marketing strategy. And we will be launching in March, where I will be able to deliver you, man, an amazing curriculum on how to build your sweat equity, how to build your system, and how to use your system, right, as a creator. Yes, Lord. So, with that, ladies and gentlemen, the Boulevard Manor is here, and we're not going anywhere. This is winter. This is the fiscal year, the first, right, fiscal quarter of my year. Right? This is the first month of our year, and I can't wait till the sun come out, baby. Because every human being that's part of the Boulevard Manor are going to sit on the front line as the beacon of light, and whatever passion that they have happening in their life. And it's going to be like almost like game night at the NFL, game night at a college. You know, at a college university, and them lights are going to shine bright, and people are going to see you in the sky. Yes, Lord. So whoever is tapping into this live, connect with me through the links. I look forward to speaking to you soon, if not before then. And it's going to be an honor to join your journey in discovering what you're meant to do and harnessing what you know you're meant to do, and delivering what you believe you're born to do. Just think about it. You're probably giving yourself 2 hours out of a day to address what it is that you love to do, and you have your 9 to 5. And I would like to ask you, how is that working out for you? Just let it marinate. How long have you been doing it by yourself? I know what time we're living in. How amazing would it feel to receive something that really feels like you have gotten a raised hand to just help you? Yes, Lord. This is history right here. This is history. This live is going to be documented and never forgotten This is the first live. You guys know I've been in podcasting. Some of my transferable members are here on this live right now. Thank you for showing up. I've been doing podcasting and it's been an amazing experience. I have my podcast syndication platform. Shout out to the clients that's in here right now. Your brands are amazing to experience. But this one, we're going to take it to the top, baby. We're going to take it to the top here. As a teacher, if I want to learn anything twice, right? You want to teach. I'm here to teach and to be effective at the highest level. Yes, Lord. Listen, man, I'm Cowboy 347. I just wanted to give you this message. I want you guys to tap in to the links that's going to be in the bio. It's going to be in the content below on this in this community. And man, I look forward to seeing this seed being watered. I look forward to seeing you guys come in and let's have an experience. Let's have a good time. Let me give you something to keep you busy but productive with the least amount of effort and the least amount of time to gain the highest outcome operating at the highest level. Yes, Lord. I'm gonna tap in with you guys later. I'm gonna talk to you guys soon, if not before then. I'm Cowboy 347. I believe that nothing happens on accident. I believe that we can elevate in anything, no matter what we're subdued to. Why? Because we're here on purpose. Let's get smarter by the day. Yes, Lord.